The audio of last Thursday's video conference between University of Evansville faculty and administration shows a stunned faculty trying to come to grips with the size and scope of the proposed cuts to faculty at the university. So stunned, they asked UE President Christopher Petruskevich to repeat them several times. In this exchange, UE Provost Michael Austin presents the question again to Petruskevich.
There are two requests for you to please repeat the departments with two and the departments with one faculty position that will be eliminated.
So those with two, English and creative writing combined, as one, as thinking about it as one department, would have two, along with history, Spanish, and math, would have two. And then the departments with a reduction of one would be art history, biology, chemistry, physics, and political science.
And then another question is, when will the full plan be available, the academic and non-academic?
After we work through the academic plan and get the feedback from all of you, from all of the faculty, then the whole plan will be available.
Another question, do you mean that all faculty in the three departments that are being eliminated would be eliminated?
The answer is yes.
What is the total number of faculty positions that will be eliminated by the college?
Well, the draft has 38 positions that are associated with this. Of course, that is all subject to change by the voluntary separation initiative and by the comments by the faculty. So you may have some things for us to consider that may change that. And we hope that you come up with some things that, that help us come up with perhaps better ways to do what we're proposing to do.
Okay. And that's 32 positions in arts and sciences and 6 positions in engineering, correct?
That sounds correct.
It's being called an academic realignment. Petruskevich says the rest of the plan will be announced once this part is complete. The UE administration, though, is in a hurry to finalize the faculty cuts in order to allow 18 months' notice before the plan would go into effect in the fall of 2022. They want faculty input finished by the end of January, when an election window will open for any tenured faculty in the affected departments to take a voluntary separation, which might save the job of a lower seniority fellow faculty member.
And then quite a few questions about electrical engineering and computer science and whether or not we've really considered the revenue implications and really considered the negative impact that this will have on students and the community.
Yeah, I think all, not just electrical engineering and computer science, but I think all of these are hard choices. But I recognize that this is not, these proposals are not just University of Evansville centric. They are related to our entire Evansville community.
Another popular topic for faculty questions at last Thursday's video conference was whether the university would continue with its expensive Division I athletic programs.
And then questions about several about, in addition to academic faculty, will other areas such as in administration and athletics see reductions?
Yes.
You can see all the information and our earlier news stories on the proposed academic realignment plan at the University of Evansville on our website, news.wnin.org. For WNIN News, I'm Steve Berger.